This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu in Bihar today to commemorate Janajatiya Gaurav Divas. Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda today morning. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast this event live from 11:30 a.m. onwards on its FM Gold and Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first Bodoland Mahotsav today in New Delhi. The two-day Mahotsav is a mega event on language, literature and culture to sustain peace and build a vibrant Bodo society. Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Mahotsav aims to integrate the indigenous Bodo people residing not only in Bodoland but also in other parts of Assam, West Bengal, Nepal and other international border areas of the Northeast. The theme for the Mahotsav is Peace and Harmony for Prosperous Bharat, with focus on the rich culture, language and education of the Bodo community along with other communities from the Bodoland territorial region. It aims to capitalize on the richness of cultural and linguistic heritage, ecological biodiversity and touristic potential of Bodoland. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi alleged that Congress and Mahavikas Aghadi will snatch the reservations of SC, ST and OBC if voted in power. He was addressing his last public rally for Maharashtra assembly elections at Mumbai's iconic Shivaji Park. Launching a scintillating attack, he said, Congress wants these communities to fight among themselves to strengthen the party. He appealed to all parties to rise above party line and think for the nation. Prime Minister requested all party workers to vote for Mahayuti candidates and invited them all for the oath ceremony of Mahayuti government. Mr. Modi said, Mumbai is a dream city and Mahayuti will fulfill the dreams of Mumbaikers. He alleged that Congress never planned for the long-term development of the city. But our government has planned and is working towards the long-term development of Mumbai. He mentioned various transport and other infrastructure projects completed and underway in Mumbai. Addressing a couple of rallies in Nanded and Nandarbar district, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi claimed that the BJP wants to deny the tribal community of its rights over land, water and forest. He added that the Congress is determined to protect the constitution and reservation rights. Canvassing for the NCP in Nasik, Supriya Sule said the Mahayuti's Ladki Bahin scheme is just a pole plank introduced by the Mahayuti to woo women voters. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and INDA bloc are making allegation and counter-allegation to garner support for their party candidates. While addressing election meetings in Giridih, Bokaro and Gande, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that Hemant Soren government is protecting Bangladeshi infiltrators. On the other hand, addressing election meeting at Dumka, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren blamed the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the eve of Prakash Parv of Guru Nanak. In her message, the President extended her greetings and wishes to all Indians living in India and abroad, especially Sikh community. She said that Guru Nanak emphasizes love, faith, truth and sacrifice and his teachings guide people towards moral ethics. Commission for Air Quality Management CAQM has decided to invoke Stage 3 of the GRAP in Delhi NCR with effect from 8 a.m. today, in addition to all actions under Stage 1 and 2 to prevent further deterioration of air quality. In wake of the deteriorating air quality of Delhi NCR, the Subcommittee for Operationalization of the Graded Response Action Plan met yesterday. Various agencies responsible for implementing measures under GRAP and pollution control boards of NCR and DPCC have also been advised to ensure strict implementation of actions under Stage 3 of GRAP. In Women's Asia Cup Hockey Champions Trophy, India defeated Thailand 13-0 in their third match at Rajgir in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.